In a blind darkness they enter who follow after the known birth. They escape into a greater darkness who devote themselves to the birth alone. Other verily it is said is that which comes by the birth, other that which comes by the known birth. This is the lore we have received from the wise who reveal that to our understanding. He who knows that as both in one, the birth and the dissolution of birth, by the dissolution crosses beyond death, and by the birth enjoys immortality. As I said, until the goal is reached, there is a law imposed upon us that we have got to be born, we have got to die, until we reach this kind of a realization. This law is imposed, and imposed by ourselves. But since we are now in the state of ignorance, we have forgotten our contract with God, as it were. And we are only in the process of birth and death. We only see birth and death and nothing else. We don't see the purpose of it and the ultimate goal or anything of the kind. So normally what is happening to us is that we are simply pursuing at present birth. Birth followed by death, followed by birth, followed by death, followed by birth. And if you want to come out of the birth-death series, you can go into immobility. You arrive at non-birth. That is possible. But then the integral aim is not achieved. So it is only when you pursue the birth-death process intelligently. Why is it all this? And while in this birth, you discover that integrality, tad ajati, tad na ajati, that which moves, that which does not move, simultaneously. If you discover that, then you attain to non-birth, that is to say, even if you are born, you are free from birth. There is no necessity for you to take birth. You may take birth for the sake of enjoyment, for the sake of uplifting others. You are not necessitated to take birth again. You are free from that whole cycle. But even if you take birth, you are not bound by it. You do not have the limitations of birth and death. This is the wisdom that is revealed in this Upanishad. You might say, this is the tangle of human life and this is the method of disentangling the tangle.